Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN. You know David Hochberg. You hear him every Saturday on Home Sweet Home at 10 a.m. And he's your go-to guy when it comes to anything, when it comes to purchasing a home, getting a mortgage, refinancing, reverse mortgage. How are you today, David?
I'm outstanding. Lisa, how are you?
Good. Did you hear that guy talking to us about tips and how sometimes when you get that screen flipped around and you push $1 or $2, that doesn't necessarily go to the person you just tipped, that the company has the right to keep that money?
Yeah, Let Us Entertain You does that at their restaurants. I know they're an advertiser. They're probably not too happy with this, but I called them out on my show that they added an extra 3% to the bill at the end. And I asked the waiter, at that night, I said, is this going to you or is this going to the company? And they're like, no, it's going to the company. And there's a little fine print, the -7 font there that, if you request it, they'll remove it. I think it's disgusting. If you can't make enough money on your food, then charge more for your food. Don't throw in an extra 3%. And then people get upset, at the waitstaff. And I was a waiter after college, and I know what it's like walking around with the target on your back, working 8 and 12 hour shifts. It's not a pleasant situation there. And these men and women are just trying to make a buck. So, no to corporations. If you got a problem making money, then figure it out. Don't try to jam it up the consumer's backside with some BS extra fee at the end there. It's ridiculous.
This is why you have to listen to David Saturdays at 10 a.m. on WGN, because he's going to tell it like it is. Hey, this story.
Yeah, and bring back the apple crostata, by the way. Let Us Entertain You at Wildfire. Why'd you get rid of the apple crostata? My wife loved it. All right, go on.
This story about millennials moving back in with their parents. They say 18 million people between the ages of 26 and 41. First of all, I did not consider a 41-year-old to be a millennial. I don't know. I guess they are. But people that age are moving back home with mom and dad?
Well, yeah. According to this recent Bloomberg report last week, 51%, I'll just round up, are moving back in to save money. 39% can't afford the rent. 31% are moving back to take care of their parents. That's a good thing if you're moving back to take care of your parents, if your parents need help. You like living with them is 30%, personal health reasons, which is always good to take, have mom and dad take care of you. It's 23%. 21% lost their job and 7% were afraid of losing their job. So, we've been talking about this for the entire year since January when actually, they started raising rates in like March, April, but we're going into some rough economic times here, Lisa. And at least the millennials are forecasting ahead, doing the right thing to save money, pay down some debt. And unfortunately, 40% of them can't afford to pay rent, according to the survey throughout the United States. So, we got some challenging times ahead of us, my friend.
So what happens at Team Hochberg then? How do you help those people out, or are you focusing on how to help out the more experienced homeowners?
Well, both, because, 32% are moving back to take care of their parents, right? So we're helping the millennials take care of their parents. Been blasting through the airwaves, reverse mortgages. We've been getting more calls from our listeners, experienced homeowners, for reverse mortgages because they just got their first and second gas bill. And they're freaking out because the gas bill is 2-3 times more than it was last year. And they're on a fixed income. And, yes, you're going to be getting a sizable COLA, cost of living adjustment, for Social Security coming up here in January, which is about time. But, the cost of everything has gone up. And so reverse mortgages is one way we're helping listeners out. Take advantage of accessing the liquidity that they've built up in their house all these years. And just plugging it that we are here to help. If you've got kids or grandkids or nieces and nephews moving back in, now is the perfect time to have them start looking at their credit. okay, if they're coming back to save money, coming back, they couldn't afford rent, most of them have got credit card debt. Well, how do I know that? Because I see credit reports every single day, and the average credit report has gone from our listeners $20,000 to $40,000. It's now $30,000 to $60,000. So if you've got them moving back into your home, if you got kids and your grandkids or your niece and nephew, now is the time. The analysis is complimentary. There is no cost to it. We will pull their credit. We will explain to them what credit is, because a lot of the listeners' kids that are moving back in think they know everything, but they don't, because it's the Google generation. And, you know, paying off a credit card and shutting it down, you just blew your foot off, right? You just eliminated all of the goodness that you did by paying off your debt, right? Paying off your credit cards and then asking your credit card companies to double your credit limit is the right way to go, not to shut the credit card down, which is naturally what a lot of our listeners do when they cut off the credit, you know, when they pay off a credit card. I don't want that anymore. That got me into trouble. No, it didn't get you into trouble. You not controlling your spending got you into trouble. You having a medical challenge that you didn't have enough emergency fund got you into the situation that you're in. You having got cut back because of COVID or other business-related thing, and you only worked 20s instead of 40s, and you were expecting the overtime, you didn't get the overtime. Or maybe you were eliminated from your job because of the economic challenges that we're currently having. So what we're offering to our listeners right now is the opportunity to give us a call now going into the new year. We'll run the credit. We'll set up a plan, a savings plan, a budget, a free credit analysis, and how they could put themselves in a position or their kids into a position to succeed when they move out or go purchase a home in 2023.
Okay, 56David.com. He's with us if you have a question. Our text line or our phone number is 312-981-7200. He's going to hang out a few more minutes. Mary's got to check on weather and traffic right now. This is the Lisa Dent Show on 720 WGN. David Hochberg has his own show. Yes, you know him as the guy behind Team Hochberg. But he also has Home Sweet Home Chicago. That is on Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. And he tells it like it is. And people are always hitting you up with questions. So Joe's been waiting on the phone to ask you one. Are you ready, David?
Bring it on, Joe.
Hey, thank you, David, for that explanation. But my question is the credit card. I'm not sure. I've been wondering, you know, what to do. After you pay off your credit card, is it a good thing, a good practice to just cancel it and just be free, or keep him keep him, and then find out later on you're going to use it again, and then, you know, you end up in debt one more time?
Joe, here's what you do. You use your credit cards for the four T's, okay? Toothpaste, toilet paper, tampons, transportation. You just use it for the basics, right? Okay? It's not your credit cards that got you into trouble. It's your spending and your payment, right? So you're obviously on a path from what you're telling me to get your credit cards paid off. Is that correct?
Yes.
Joe. Okay.
My theory was, okay, when it's paid off, just cancel it so that you can be free and you don't have the the tendency of being tempted by using the credit card again.
Yeah, I completely disagree with that analysis there, Joe, because you need credit to get credit. And the best way to get the least expensive credit at the lowest interest rate is to show other creditors or future creditors that you can are responsible and you can pay your credit on time and in full. And if you can't pay it in full, at least on time. Okay? So that's why if you paid it off, shutting down your credit card, you're essentially eliminating all of the good credit that you've had in the past, which is not a good thing. Okay? So if you want credit at the lowest interest rates possible, anytime in the future, go get a car, go buy furniture, go buy blinds, go buy carpet, whatever it is, go get a mortgage. You want the highest credit score possible. The higher the credit score, the lower the rate. You shutting down your credit cards, you and other listeners that are listening to you with that analysis, which I completely respectfully disagree with, is the worst thing that you could do if you ever hope to get a low interest rate in the future. So what you have to do, Joe, is use the credit card like it's a debit card, right? Debit cards are completely worthless when it comes to trying to build a credit profile and build a credit score, okay? Use your credit card as you would a debit card in this example. You pay it off every single Friday, Joe. use it, go fill up your tank of gas. It's getting cheaper now. It used to be $100 a tank of gas for 20 gallons. Now it's like $50, $60, right? So every Friday, Joe, go online, knock it down, pay it off. You go get a coffee, you go get a sandwich, you go whatever, pay it off every Friday. You go buy your groceries, great. You know, Jewel Dominic's, well, Dominic's, I'm aging
yeah,
myself.
You're dating
Whole
yourself.
Foods or I know, or wherever you go to buy your groceries, pay it off, charge it, pay it off. Okay, Joe, don't shut down the credit card. It's the worst thing you could do.
Yep, that's how you build credit, by having good credit and available credit. 56David.com. David Hochberg is with us. You know him from Team Hochberg. What is a story that you sent where they're in, because obviously it's a tough time to sell a home, so now
yeah.
they're trying to sell homes so they can be converted into rentals?
Yeah. Lennar, yeah, another great story by Bloomberg. Lennar Builders, which is one of the largest builders in the country, they're having trouble selling houses. Okay, if that's not an indication that the housing market is softening, I don't know what is. They are looking to put up 5,000. This is according to a story last week in Bloomberg. They're looking to sell 5,000 brand new houses that they've built they cannot sell. The average price of these houses, and this is in the Southeast and the Southwest, which were two markets that were nuclear hot for the past 2 years. The prices for these homes, Lisa, average about $291,000. And they're looking to sell 5,000 of these, which comes out to roughly $2.5 billion. They're just trying to sell to investors because they're not enough buyers to buy these houses. So
holy smokes.
Now's a good time. If you're looking for an opportunity and you're looking to move to the Southwest or Southeast portion of the country, you might want to look up Lennar and check out what type of opportunities you could get, because they're discounting these houses because they got to move them. Crazy.
So- You're in the.
It shows
in,
you how fluid the market is.
Well, yeah, but you're in this business, so to speak. So, what is it like for you, and how are you servicing people coming to you right now? What are they asking for besides reverse mortgages?
Well, here's what we're doing. We have a lot of our listeners that are moving out of the state. Okay, a lot of our listeners are retiring. A lot of our listeners are just had it with the taxes. A lot of listeners are getting jobs in Tennessee, Arizona, South Carolina. South Carolina's blown up this past year, not in just our calls inbound of where our listeners are moving, North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, Georgia, up and down the Gulf states. So here's what we're doing to help them. Anybody, any listener, we're going to try this for 90 days, right? The first 90 days, starting now through the month of March. I guess it's more than 90 days. I'm a math wizard here. Say 108 days. If you contact Team Hochberg, this is for every single listener out there, we will help you locate a realtor to help you sell your home. If you're buying in the Chicagoland area, we will connect you with a realtor that will help you buy a home. Those realtors will give you a discount of up to 1% of the sales price of your listing, and give you up to 1% of a closing cost credit from their commission when they help you sell a home. We've also partnered with Dave Schluter. You've met Dave. He's on the show. And if Dave handles your title, Dave will give you a closing cost credit for like $500, I think it is, on the title when he sells your house, and give you a discount if you use him in here in Illinois to buy a home. And we'll give you a substantial discount. We'll give you, I think it's a $1,700 credit for all of our origination fees, and up to $500 for a appraisal, which is included in that $1,700. We just had a lady, a police officer in Buffalo Grove, went through this program, saved her close to $9,000. So it works so well with an officer in the Buffalo Grove Police Department. We want to help listeners. I'm going to extend this to everybody out there. We have this affinity program out there. It's been a little slow getting off the ground, so I'm going to jumpstart and put the paddles on it and hit the buzzer, right? Remember emergency where they always paddled somebody? It was the coolest part of the show. So I'm trying to paddle this program up. I'm going to offer it to every listener in the Chicagoland area. If you're moving out of state, we've got realtor connections in other states that we will connect you with, that will also offer you up to a percentage point, 1 percentage point on the sale and on the buy. So
right.
We're trying to save our listeners money. It's gotten more expensive to do everything, and we're here to help. That's what we're doing in the new year.
It's David Hochberg, 56david.com, and Saturday mornings at 10 with Home Sweet Home Chicago right here on 720 WGN. Thanks, David. Steve has your news next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.